Ersatz Radio. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Bavavik Show. Here on ersatzradio.co.uk, we have a action-packed, fun-filled, spectacular show for you this week. And here to tell you all about it is this fella.
I've begun. I'm the co-host of Very First Son. I'm Summer's son's son, and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Biggs crew, we do radio for fun. My rapping skills are poor, but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Because my name is Son One.
Hello, morning or afternoon. It's me, Son One.
And good evening to you as well. You all right?
I am good.
Yeah, it's jolly good. What have we got coming up for today's show? Because I said it was action-packed, so don't let me down there.
Yeah, it is action-packed because it's week one of San Diego Comic-Con.
What does that mean?
It's a convention in San Diego.
Mm.
It's mostly about films and TV rather than comics.
Yeah.
But
it's misleading, really, isn't
yeah.
the title?
FilmCon.
Film and TV comic.
So we've got lots of news about film.
Okay, so we've got lots of film news, yes. Anything else?
We've got lots of trailers for films and TV.
And we've got some music, because this is the home of good music on ersatz radio.co.uk.
Yeah.
All right, then we'll come on.
Did you know that in the Comic-Con, they are the conventions, they're in a giant room.
Is that it? Is that your fun fact?
Ball room.
Okay.
Blitz.
Sweet.
Now that was a ball.
That was a glam slam, fantastic, sweet, with ballroom blitz. Right, come on, do this thing.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
Trailers from San Diego Comic-Con. San Diego. Yes, of course, it's trailers. If you're unaware, trailers is the part of the show where we usually look at 5 trailers from the past week and tell you whether we think they are good.
Bad.
Or somewhere in the middle.
Okay, using the thumb method.
Yeah, so basically we watch them so you don't have to, but this week's special.
Okay, what's that?
We've got 10 trailers.
Oh.
A whopping 10.
Yeah, and if you do want to watch them, though, you can go over to our YouTube channel where they've been compiled in a playlist just for you.
Just for you.
So you can watch them along with us while we talk about them.
So I think we'll do 5 trailers.
Okay.
Then we'll do a bit of music.
All right.
Then a bit of film news.
Okay.
Then a bit of music.
Lovely.
And then 5 more trailers.
Fandabby dozy. Right, what have you got first, then? What's trailer number one?
Trailer number one is for Mulan.
Mulan.
This didn't come out this week. This came out last week.
Okay.
It was the only notable trailer from last week, hence why we did not do our usual trailer review segment.
Okay.
So this is obviously a remake of the Disney animated film from the 90s, I believe. And it's set in China.
Yes.
And it's a Chinese woman.
Yes.
Who is not allowed to join the army.
That's right.
So she pretends to be a man.
That's right.
So she can whoop
kill
some
people.
Ass. Yeah.
She wants to be able to kill people. And they won't let her because she's a girl. Girls don't kill people. Men kill people.
Yeah, it's such a manly thing to do. So this looks good, actually.
Yeah, but she hasn't got her talking lizard friend.
That's because
it's a dragon, it's not a lizard.
That's because this is much like Jungle Book in that it is more based on the original material rather than the Disney film.
Right.
So this is based on a true story. I don't know.
A true story?
Yeah.
Really?
This,
is it not like a legend?
Mulan is supposedly a real person.
Okay.
I think it is a legend.
Yeah.
So then the Disney version is probably been altered to make it much more appealing for children, hence the talking dragon.
Whereas this looks more like... Well, I mean, Netflix are very good at these sort of things, aren't they? They do East Asian cinema and they do lots of series and things like that, and they understand about it. You know, it's a good blend of action, adventure, beautiful cinematography, and some kick-ass kung fu. And that seems to be the path it's taken.
I think that, well, I heard someone complaining on another podcast that you can't please everyone with these Disney remakes, because people are like, oh, what's the point in this Lion King film? It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
But with this, they're like, why have they changed it? Where's the dragon?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so
you can't please everybody. Yeah, well, humans are idiots. Mm-hmm. So why create the films with humans? Why not just keep them as cartoons? There you go.
Why not?
Solved your own problem,
Disney.
You
said just re-release them in cinemas.
Yeah.
I think this looks all right.
I think it does look all right. Mm-hmm. And I think I like the fact that they've tried to do something different with it.
I like it's very colourful. Yeah, the action looks good.
Well, it reminds me very much of Hero or Curty Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Mm-hmm. Very much so, because it's beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. Some nice cinematography, some nice colour. And some brilliant action sequences, which is pretty much what you got. So, and it's a good story, so I don't think there'd be anything wrong with this. I think it looks very, very good. I'm going to give it a thumb up.
Me too.
Oh,
I think
jolly
it
good.
May be one of the better Disney live-action remakes.
Oh, well, there you go. Positive. Is there any songs in it? I don't think there are they?
No.
Good.
I feel like they're cutting down on the songs.
Good.
There was one or two in Lion King. Mm. There was one or two in Jungle Book. Mm. Not sure about Beauty and the Beast. Mm. So that's Disney's Mulan.
And when's it out?
It's out next year, in around Marchy time.
Marchy time. And who's in it?
Who's in it? We've got Yifei Liu, Jason Scott Lee, and Donnie Yen.
Mm.
Trailer number two.
What's that then?
This is for The King's Man.
Oh,
not
right.
Not Kingsman.
No.
It's The King's Man. Is in a man that belongs to the king, which is a sequel to Kingsman.
No, it's not. It's a prequel.
That's what I meant. It's a trequel, as you would say.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. Well, I suppose it is. It's the third one, isn't it?
Now, this is about one of your favourite things in the world.
War. No, it's the wrong war, though, isn't it? It's First World War, not Second World War.
I don't like the First World War.
Yeah, it's
the
too
Second
boring.
World War.
First World War's too boring. It's just trench warfare, isn't it? It's not very good.
I feel
it's not cinematic enough.
I feel like saying the war was boring is very disrespectful to the
I'm talking about as a piece of cinema is what I'm talking about. So using that source material as a piece of cinema, that's what I'm talking about.
So this is about, I've not seen Kingsman.
I have seen the first one. I have not seen the second one.
So is this guy, this
I don't know
man.
What's got any, I don't know how this relates to them at all. Although, it's some kind of secret society of agents, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That are related, obviously, to the crown in Great Britain. I do like the casting. You can't get enough of Ralph.
Rafe
Fiennes. Mm-hmm. He's a quintessential.
He's fine.
he is the quintessential Englishman. He is, he's always jolly good. And it looks like you've got, Rasputin and all kinds of crazy things going on here. So, yeah, I'm not sure how it fits in with the original, but I assume that the young man, in this is the Colin Firth character, perhaps.
I'm going to give this a thumb in the middle.
Yeah, I'm not overly keen. Apparently they're all right, but they're a bit sweary and silly and aimed at young boys, so not really my thing. But this looks slightly different. It must be aimed at the same audience.
Comes out the 14th of February 2020.
All right, and who else is in it other than Ralph?
Gemma Arterton.
All right, she's
Matthew
good.
All right, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
All right. So is it Matthew? Oh yeah, it's Matthew Vaughn. So it's the same director as well as the originals. So there you go.
And X-Men First Class.
Thumb in the middle for me.
Now we've got more than two trailers, because this is trailers where we look at more than two trailers from the week.
Okay. You're on the Papa Big Show on SSRadio.co.uk. So what's trailer number three then, please?
Trailer number three is for a Netflix film, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Red Sea Diving Resort.
Ah.
And it's about Chris
divers.
Evans and his mates rescuing some Ethiopian people who were in a crisis.
Yeah, so again, supposedly based on a true story. Obviously, the crisis in Ethiopia, which which was civil war, which led to a horrific famine, which of course then leads on to saving the world via pop stars doing a big concert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's where that comes from. Anyway, this is the story of some white people who nobly saved the black people.
Yeah, it's the white saviour.
That's right.
But it's based on a true story. Mm. So, no, there's a few black people who help. Mm. It's not just Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm. Captain America himself.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got, along with him, Hayley Bennett, Alona Tai, and Michael Huisman. And
okay. Ben Kingsley. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, looks okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's doing differently. Mm-hmm. It seems quite by the numbers, as it were. And Chris is playing Chris Evans,
which is nice.
Yes, he's playing bearded Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who looks like Bruce Springsteen?
The guy who looks like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, who's he?
Now, I don't know what Bruce Springsteen looks like.
Oh, okay, maybe. It's not Bruce Springsteen, clearly. Maybe
Bruce Springsteen is in this.
Greg Kinnear.
Maybe Greg Kinnear is Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's not him. Anyway.
Who cares?
Yeah, so when's this out?
This is out on the 31st of July.
Netflix. All right, so not long to wait, end of the month. Mm-hmm. Okay, so are they planning a big, huge, big releases of lots of films and lots of things, series, at the end of the summer? Is that what they're thinking?
The end of the summer? What, 31st of July?
All right, it's the beginning of summer, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah.
The middle.
The middle of summer.
Yeah. When summer starts at, like, end of May, start of June, right?
The summer equinox is the 21st of June, isn't it?
That's the direct middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When, if you want to know when the summer is, or if you know when the summer is, please tweet us at the at Biggs Papa. Do you know when summer is?
No. Right. Okay. Thumb in the down for me.
Thumb in the down. I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle. It looks okay, but I'm not particularly interested in it. The trailer number four.
Which is what?
It's a bit of a monstrosity. It's for cats.
Oh, Christ. So, yeah, it has caused quite a stir, hasn't it, with this release of this trailer? Yeah.
So it's based on the musical by
much
the same name.
Much loved musical and much very incredibly successful musical on the stage.
Yep.
About a bunch of cats.
Yeah.
Played by people.
This is live action.
Weird. It's just weird is what it is.
They've altered the appearance of humans to make them look like cats. Hmm. So you have these horrible looking cat human hybrids.
So I presume they're in like suits and they're CGI'd on.
Yeah.
That's what it looks
like Andy Serkis style.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about this is that it's got a big cast.
Huge cast.
Yeah.
James Judy Dench, Idris Elba, Rebel Wilson, James Corden, Ian McKellen. Goodness me. Ray Winston, Jennifer Hudson. Good Lord, there's loads and loads and loads. Jason Derulo. Taylor Swift. Yeah, there's loads of people in it.
It's got quite a musical cast as well.
Well, yeah, because it is a musical.
Musical and theatre cast.
Mm. Now, I am sure this will be hugely successful, just like the theatre production, because it's much loved and people will go and see it.
And it's directed by the same man who did
Les Mis.
Yeah, which is also a very popular theatre show.
That's right.
This is so weird. I can't look at it for too long or it will
The weirdest scare stuff me. Is James Judy Dench and Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just really, really weird.
I think Idris Elba looks okay.
Well,
Ian McKellen looks okay.
Just daft, isn't it? It's just daft. I don't get it.
It's freaky.
I don't get it.
Well, we can't put into words how weird this looks.
Yeah, so you need to go and watch it.
Yeah, head on over
and watch it
to the Papa Biggs YouTube channel and head over to the playlists tab where you will find the Catch trailer. It's so weird.
All right, I'm not a big fan of CGI anyway. I'm not a big fan of musicals. My thumb is down.
Do you know what?
What?
I think it's so weird and it's so ugly. I'm still going to give it a thumb down.
Okay. Next trailer then, please.
Trailer number 5, before we have a bit of a musical break, is for The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance.
So this is an extended trailer, isn't it, which gives you a little bit of insight into the filmmaking process going on, and really plugs the fact that it is old school puppet making, as it should do.
It's not CG, it's not stop motion, it's not...
It live is puppetry.
It's live action puppets.
An executive producer speaking in the trailer there is Jim Henson's daughter. And it looks wonderful.
It does look
marvellous.
Very pretty. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I like just how much it relies on practical effects rather than the CGI that we've all become so used to in recent years. And it's got these... Beautiful
and you have a lot
creatures.
Of the original characters still in this. Okay, so who voices have we got in this? I think there's a few famous faces in the trailer. I noticed Simon Pegg. Who else have we got?
Awkwafina.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Dave Chapman.
Oh, yes. Natalie Dormer.
Simon Pegg.
Taron Egerton.
Mark Hamill.
Lena Headey. Yeah, Jason Isaacs.
Toby
Eddie
Jones.
Izzard. Toby Jones. Wow. There's loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of people. Mark Strong, Sigourney Weaver, Benedict Wong. My goodness
this
me.
This is a big, big cast.
Huge. And of course, again, it's another Netflix one. Mm-hmm. And this is a series as well, isn't it? So it doesn't say how many episodes it is.
10.
But, it's 10, is it? Oh, brilliant. Oh, good. Good, 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 good. And when's it out?
It's out very soon.
What does that mean?
It means it's coming out
August the
30th of August.
Yes. Okay, lovely, lovely, lovely. I'm going to look forward to that. And my thumb is going to be extended in the upward position.
This is the complete opposite of Cats.
Mm.
It's practical rather than CGI, and it looks very pretty, and there's no musicals.
No, no.
Thumbs up, I'd say.
Damn right.
Yeah. Blow up?
Yeah. That was the James Taylor Quartet. With Blow Up, you are listening to the Papa Big Show here on Ursash Radio.
We are going to take a break from talking about trailers to talk about news.
Film news.
Film news. Film news. Film news. Film news. Marvel, DC and Star Wars. Blade Runner, E.T. and Jaws. Jurassic Park with dinosaurs. My faith film is Ghost, What's Yours? Star Trek, Air Bud, Avatar. Pixar films including Cars. Indie films from Zanzibar. The theme song's over. Au revoir.
Yes, of course, it's film news. The part of the show where we look at 5 pieces of film news and tell you whether we think they're good, bad or somewhere in the middle.
I wish you wouldn't do that. Don't do that.
Film news is where we look at film news.
That's right.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's all you need to do. You probably don't need to explain what that is, really. I think people understand what films are and what news are.
Barely film news. Okay. Only 3 of them are about news, and we have 6. 3 of them are about news, 3 of them are about film.
Go on, give me the first bit of news then.
Disney Plus, the new brand new streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Is developing a War Machine series.
Right, so this is on top of the ones, the superhero Marvel ones that already
Loki,
is.
Loki, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Hawkeye.
Right.
And What If. So this is the 6th one.
So that would that suggest that all those characters are no longer going to be appearing in the films?
I think with Hawkeye and War Machine, these shows maybe their send-off. Because the Marvel and Disney didn't have enough faith in them to make a movie.
Right.
So, I don't know, though. I don't know. Why would I know?
Now, we know that the others that you mentioned there have the original actors coming back. So, is Rowdy being played by the original... Not the original original.
Terrence Howard.
Not Terrence Howard.
No, it's Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, yeah. So, Don Cheadle is returning and reprising his role as said machine of war.
So, it's in very early development. This may never come to fruition. It's just a bit of a rumour, I think.
Oh, right. All right. So, but has that rumour been released by Marvel or Disney?
It's not an official release, but someone said, yeah, we're working on it.
Well, just someone.
Someone said it.
Okay.
It was just some random guy.
All right, so it's kind of It's rumours rather than news. All right, well, give me a bit of news then.
Actual real news?
Yeah, real news.
So this is weird news. Weird
and
weather.
This is direct from San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Someone has put a hashtag release the Snyder Cut banner with a picture of the Justice League above SDCC.
Right, what does that mean?
So I just want to... This means that people want a new, longer cut of Justice League.
Who's people?
Most people who still think that the DC Universe, directed by Zack Snyder, can be a good thing.
Who's that? That can't be many people at all, can it?
There's a surprising amount of DC fans who think that Batman v Superman, Man of Steel, Justice League could be improved by a longer version of the film.
Do they think? I'm trying to fill in the blanks here, why they might think this. Do they think that these films are bad because they are bad? Because of studio interference rather than the actual director, and they think if the director had his own way, then they'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So with Justice League, it got changed. It was already in production when Batman vs Superman came out, and it had to get changed because people didn't like that film. So they brought Joss Whedon on, who did Avengers.
Yeah.
And he changed a lot of stuff. He made it. He added all the lighthearted scenes with the jokes, the camera footage at the beginning. They changed it to be less dark. It had like an orange effect on it in the final battle, which made it look really ugly. And people, I say people, it's a medium-sized group of fanboys who think
and they've
that this
paid
film could be good.
For a banner to mm-hmm. be made and mm-hmm. hung up at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
How pathetic. These people really need to get a life.
Yeah, and because they've confirmed that this cut exists.
Unless, of course, it was Zack Snyder himself who did it. And that's
it
enough.
Might have been.
Might be.
He just wants an extra bit of money.
Yeah.
I think the reason people think the film could be good is because a lot of people like Watchmen, which he did.
Yeah, which I don't like.
I think the people who like the Watchmen film haven't read the graphic novel.
Probably not, and realise that it is an injustice. And this... no pun intended. The thing is, right, it just shouldn't have been made into a film, really. They shouldn't have made it into a film. Because
I haven't seen it. I haven't read the graphic novel either. So
well, you should read the graphic novel because it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, because I started watching the film and then I stopped because I thought I need to read the graphic novel first.
All right, well, if you read the graphic novel first, then you will watch the film and go, yeah, that's not as good as the novel, is it?
The graphic novel is, of course, written by...
Alan Moore.
Yeah.
Have you got some more film news for me then?
Yeah, I've got some news about Alan Moore.
Oh, go on then.
He's retiring.
Oh, that's depressing news.
Yeah.
Why is the Northampton genius retiring? Is it just because he's really old?
Old?
Yeah.
He's a very grumpy man, isn't he?
He is a big old grump, yeah. I know he's been doing a lot of sort of online short films and things like that. He hasn't really done much comic writing as of late. But
yeah.
He's still creative and he still puts his stuff out there. And of course, he not that long ago wrote his huge opus novel, Jerusalem.
Yep.
Which and I still haven't finished.
He's known for he's very well regarded as a very, very good comics writer.
Yeah, and a shaman.
Yeah.
And a witch.
He's written Watchmen.
Wizard, sorry.
Swamp Thing. He's written Miracle Man.
V for Vendetta. Yeah.
Other things.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Killing Joke.
In Hell.
Was Killing Joke Alan Moore?
It certainly was.
Yeah. So, it will be sad to see him leave the industry.
Mm.
More comics news.
Oh, go on then.
Charles Soule. He's written a lot of Star Wars comics and books. His next Star Wars comic will be about the Knights of Ren.
All right.
The characters who were left out of Force Awakens and they haven't been seen in a film other than that weird dream sequence.
Yeah, so do you think then that because you've got this kind of extra publicity and extra bit of creative things using these characters, do you think they will appear a little bit more in the next film, Star Wars 9?
Yeah. Because this comic is being released in December. So it's right before.
Oh, well, definitely.
The film.
Definitely.
And there's the Sith troopers that were revealed.
Yes.
And these guys
the
are probably going to be
troopers.
Released. These guys are probably going to be somewhat related to the Sith.
I know they also had the because I follow Lucasfilm on LinkedIn because I'm old. They had at San Diego Comic Con, they've got a whole display of all the different Stormtrooper costumes, mm-hmm. including the brand new ones as well. So maybe there's a Sith related thing there as well. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Other news?
Go on.
Two more Halloween movies
on
the way.
Oh, great. That's just what we need.
Yes.
More Michael Myers.
There was a release recently. There was Halloween remake, reboot.
Yeah.
Sequel.
And it did very, very well, didn't it? So so obviously they were going to cash in on that cow.
It had Michael Myers back. Jamie Lee Curtis was in it.
Mm.
When was that? Last year?
Yes, it was.
And there's two more coming. Not one, but two. In 2020 and 2021, so 2 years in a row. Halloween.
I mean, the thing is, they will always just keep churning out these ridiculous horror movies, mm-hmm. because there is an audience for them.
And we'll talk about another ridiculous horror movie sequel later on in the show.
Okay.
But before that, we have a bit of news. We have film news again.
Okay.
Back to film news.
Okay.
Thor 4 is happening.
Easy for you to say. Say again.
Thor 4.
Thor 4.
Thor, the big God of Thunder man with hammer.
Okay, so the first Thor and the second Thor were directed by Kenneth Branagh. Mm-hmm. I went a little bit serious, and then of course it went right off in a different direction with the direction of Taika Waititi.
Made a turn for the better.
That's right, and we have Thor Ragnarok. Now the good news is
he's back.
So Taika Waititi will helm Thor 4, and it looks high, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're hopeful anyway.
Yeah, because
so any news about the story or what might be happening with it? Because obviously the last time we left Thor,
spoilers.
He was a big, fat,
he was
big Lebowski.
Fat man, and he joined the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right.
And he left Asgard to be ruled by Valkyrie.
That's right.
And he played Fortnite with Korg and Meek.
That's right.
So
where's it going?
Maybe it'll be called Fortnite.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, maybe this film is going to be entirely about him hunting Noob Master 69.
Mm.
The guy who he threatened to rip the arms off of.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they could truncate that Thor 4 somehow into one word. Thor.
I'm sure Taika Waititi will be able to come up with a humorous name for this film.
Maybe we'll see Thor in a loud Hawaiian shirt as well.
Yeah, I'm interested to see this because Thor's in an interesting place in the Marvel Universe at the moment, and all the other characters that are tangential to him are also in an interesting place. So I feel like this could be interesting.
Okay, then.
However,
is there a release date at all?
No.
Do we know when it's going to be?
No. However, because Taika Waititi's working on this, he might not get the opportunity to work on any smaller scale films.
He also might not. Yeah, the Akira project has been shelved, hasn't it, for now?
I want to see him working on other things like Hunt for the Wilder People and Boy and Eagle versus Child.
Yeah. You should do that. You should do that old classic Michael Caine thing. One for them, one for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it for film news?
I'd say that's it.
Oh, jolly good. Let's have some strange people. As the Doors with People Are Strange. You're listening to Papa Big Show here on SS Radio. We've already had some trailers and we've already had film news. What have we got now? Some two?
Someone. Two. Oh my God. We're going to return to the dorm. We're going to do some more trailers.
Ooh.
We're not going to play the jingle again.
Oh, why not?
Oh, just for you.
Again.
San Diego.
Trailer. One more time.
Comic-Con. Comic-Con.
For the second time.
Yes, it's the second part. Yes, of course, it's the second part of trailers, where we look at five trailers that have come out in the past week or so.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So what did we have? Are we going to have a recap on what we've had earlier in the show?
I don't see why not. We have Mulan, The King's Man, The Red Sea Diving Resort, Cats, and the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance. So okay. We are on to trailer number 6.
Oh, right. What is trailer number 6 then?
This is another Netflix show. Show? Yes, show. Show?
Yes,
show.
Series.
It's
yes.
a series based on books. And I think there's also a very popular video game adaptation.
Really? Okay.
Yes, and this is for The Witcher, which is a fantasy world with a witch hunting man.
So clearly they've thought, rather, you know, sensibly, I suppose, in the world of industry of film,
they've thought
Game of Thrones
is
finished. That's incredibly popular. What other source and sorcery thing can we fill the gap
There's
with?
There's going to be lots of these now, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, there already is a few out there that are
Lord
kind
of... Rings,
of yeah, Lord of the Rings, yeah.
There's going to be lots of these trying to bank on the success of that. Much like how in the mid-2000s there were lots of young adult like fantasy things because Harry Potter was so successful.
Yes.
Like Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Yeah.
And the Golden Compass, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so this is The Witcher. Who's in it and when's in out?
So we've got Henry Cavill in the main role.
All right, Superman.
Yeah, Mr. Mustache himself.
Yeah, with his long, blonde, white wig.
Yeah. We've also got Freya Allen, Joey Beatty, and Mayanna Buring.
I don't know who those people are.
I don't know anyone else in this, but it looks
Adam
like
Levy, I've heard of him.
It looks like it's got a Norse cast, because this is a very Norse-looking thing.
All right.
I think it is based upon
Norse mythology. Okay.
So if there's lots of people working on this and who are in this who are aware of the mythology, it may not be offensive, and it may be
whitewashed? What?
It is whitewashed. But Norse people are white.
True.
Broadly speaking.
Mostly.
Yeah. It's American washed is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
With Henry Cavill in the main role.
Yeah. Okay. So when's this out, sorry?
Sometime soon, probably. It's 8 episodes, according to IMDb.
Right.
But there's no release date.
All right.
None at all. So maybe this is never coming out.
Ever.
The
amount of money that they spent on it, I'm sure that's not the case. But they'll probably work it around all the other things that they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks... I mean, I don't mind about Lord of the Rings, but I'm not really into Game of Thrones and all those type of things.
Yeah,
it looks very, very well done. But it's all that pompous kind of thou shall not and all that kind
like
of...
Like the original Thor films.
Yeah.
Like Lord of the Rings. That's the one thing I don't like about Lord of the Rings.
I am so-and-so, son of so-and-so. Why
the
are you doing that? Oh, that's all about... Yeah. It's all a bit silly and a bit pompous, a bit daft.
Yeah,
not for me, I'm afraid.
It's annoying.
I'll give it a thumb in the middle because it's very well done, but I won't be watching it. Thumb in the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to give it thumb in the middle as well. I agree with everything you said. It's
oh, wow.
Well made. It's probably going to be fine, but I'm not interested in it.
Okay, so give me another trailer then.
Trailer number 7. This isn't a trailer.
What is it then?
It's a clip.
Okay.
And I
a clip masquerading as a trailer.
Yeah, I just put it here because I like the show. It's for Rick and Morty, which is a popular teen and adult comedy, animated comedy, sci-fi, fantasy, adventure series.
What series are we on now?
4.
Okay, and where do we find this?
Adult Swim.
All right.
Netflix.
Okay.
Channel 4 in the UK.
Right.
And it's about a granddad and his grandson going through adventures in space
and time. And you like this particular clip because
it's got... Well, I don't like the clip actually. I don't think it's particularly funny.
No, I don't think it was funny at all.
Yeah, and because you're not familiar with the show.
No, I'm not.
It's not very reflective of the show's comedy. There's not really a laugh in there, is there?
No, I didn't laugh, that's for sure.
Neither did I.
But
you've got a new character.
Like, yeah.
Glooty, who is voiced by Taika Waititi.
None other than Taika Waititi himself. Okay. So he's going to be a regular character, isn't it? Or is it just a one-episode job?
I think it's a one-episode thing.
Okay.
Him and Morty's dad, Jerry, seem to be developing an app together. And they need to shut down the app. And Morty smashes up the computer. I was expecting more from this. It's only a minute and it's not particularly that funny. So I was kind of disappointed by this, but nevertheless, I'm still excited for season 4.
Okay, and when's it out?
November.
Okay, and one assumes all the original voice cast are back.
Yeah, so that's Justin Roiland. He voices both Rick and Morty, mm-hmm. and other people probably.
Yeah, lots of celebrity cameos.
Yeah. There's rumours that Elon Musk is going to be in this season because he's a big fan of the show.
All right. Okay.
And he's a bit of a meme. You know what a meme is, don't you, Dad? You love your memes.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle. I'm excited for this next season of the show, but I was a bit disappointed by this clip.
Okay, not interested, don't care, thumb down.
Okay, cruel. Speaking of cruel, the next trailer is the big polar bear one, the Philip Pullman books. The teens and the children are being killed, and it looks a bit like Mortal Engines, and James McAvoy's in it. And
His
it's, of course,
Dark Materials.
That's a rubbish name.
Well, that's the name of the book.
Yeah, they should have called it The Golden Compass again.
Why?
I don't know. And you said this looks very similar to the...
It looks incredibly similar to the original film release back in whenever it was, with Nicole Kidman and James Bond. So, Daniel Craig, obviously, I'm talking about there. So you've got James McAvoy playing the James Bond role, the Daniel Craig role. And you've got, who's that lady there playing the Nicole Kidman evil lady?
I think it's a woman or something.
Oh, well done. Okay, so give me some cast members. So Jane McAvoy, yes.
Daphne Keane.
He's the young little girl.
Yeah. Archie Barnes.
I don't know who
Ian
that is.
Peck.
Ian Peck's in it, all right, okay.
Ruth Wilson.
Ruth Wilson,
seems
right.
So this is BBC, and it's also HBO, so that's two companies that are well known for making
very good drama serials. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But this doesn't particularly interest me.
No.
No.
I mean the books are quite interesting, and they do have a huge fan base, and the film never quite, I don't know, it didn't really, it just didn't work, did it, for some reason? It wasn't successful at all. So why they haven't done something very different with it, why they've kind of replicated almost exactly the film itself. I mean, obviously they're expanding it because the film only worked on a certain amount, whereas this is, I think there's a trilogy of books, isn't there? So I think this must be covering the entire trilogy, whereas the film could never do that because it wasn't long enough. But it just doesn't seem to be doing anything different. I don't know what the point of it is.
This looks boring.
And do you know what? The CGI polar bears don't look as good as the original ones from the original movie. They don't look as real.
I'm not interested in this at all. I don't remember the Golden Compass film, any aspects of it, other than the fact there's a polar bear and a little girl.
Well, it's a very steampunky kind of vibe to it, hasn't it?
That's not really my thing. I prefer a bit of a sci-fi to an old-fashioned...
Sci-fi.
Old-fashioned sci-fi. I prefer new-age sci-fi or whatever. With nice neons and your 80s aesthetic sci-fi.
Okay.
Like Necrotronic.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with your thumb then?
I'm going to give it a thumb straight down.
Okay.
Sorry, BBC.
I'm going to stick in the middle because, I don't know, I'll reserve judgment on it. Maybe I'm being a bit too harsh on it, but it doesn't look that new and interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, give me one more trailer before we... Oh, no, we've got two more trailers. I do apologise.
So do you want to split it up with a song?
Yeah, why not? That was actually was by Talking Heads. You're listening to trailers here on the Papa Big Show. Give me trailer number 9, please.
Trailer number 9 is for It Chapter 2. Now, I said we would talk about some naff horror films, and here we are.
All right, so obviously the remake of It with Pennywise the Clown was released 2 years ago now, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and was a huge success. So there's inevitable there was going to be a sequel, and this is It Chapter 2.
Now, this is strange because it's not set in the 80s like the other one was.
Mm-hmm.
This is set in present day.
That's right, and the original characters that were in that... what was it? The remake, that's the word I'm looking for, are now adults.
They're all grown up, so you've got James McAvoy.
Yeah, James McAvoy back again.
Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain. What's she doing slumming in this?
Bill Hader.
Yeah, I don't know him.
He's the guy from Superbad. He was one of the cops in Superbad.
All right.
You've got this guy. You got this guy.
Oh, that's Wolfheim. It's Mike from Stranger Things.
Yeah. Everyone's least favourite Stranger Things kid.
That's right.
He's probably not in this, in other than in flashbacks, because he was in the first one.
Right.
And who else is in this? There's other kids.
So Bill Skarsgård, of course, reprises the Pennywise role.
Yep.
And yeah, it looks suitably creepy. It's not doing anything new, is it?
It's
a scary clown, and he's going to get you in a funhouse and jump and jump scare you.
Well, he doesn't jump scare. I think he's a cannibal, isn't he?
I've no idea.
I'm not really familiar with the character. I haven't seen the original or the remake, and I haven't seen this.
Well, you have the original iconography of the red balloon. And various things.
Yeah.
It looks actually very nicely made. I'm not a big fan of these sort of things, but there's some nice interesting shots and scenes in this, actually. It looks actually professionally made, not done on the cheap. And looks like, for a starter, there's some good actors in it. I think Jessica Chastain is a brilliant actress. So
James McAvoy's pretty good as
well.
He's
all right, yeah. He's always game, is the lad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so not really my thing. But it actually looks well made. I think it will be very, very successful. And I'll give it a thumb in the middle just to be on the nice time.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of horror movies. I don't think I can name one horror movie that I've seen and enjoyed.
I can name a couple. The Thing and Shining.
I've not gotten around to watching those yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch them. There's too many films that people say, why haven't you watched that? It's a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Too many films like that that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a final trailer. Last trailer ever.
Okay, then.
Last trailer.
Yes.
Oh, thumb in the middle for it.
All right.
This is...
Another sequel.
Another trequel.
And it has been a hell of a long time coming. The original, the first film, was in 1984.
This is in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, that's at least 44 years.
That's right. And
Tom Cruise?
Thomas Cruise is back.
He hasn't aged a day.
As Maverick. Top Gun 2, Maverick. That's what we're looking at. Now, it looks as cheesy and as well made as the original. But what I do like about it is the incredible live action plane stunts and photography that's in it. That looks incredible. Because obviously in the original, there's no CGI. Mm. And it looks like they've shied away from computer's trickery and have actually filmed these jets live, and it looks incredible.
Well, Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts, so I'm assuming he's learnt to fly a plane.
Probably.
He's probably actually done backflips in the plane.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't really like the original.
No, I know you
didn't. It was too cheesy, too boring. And is that offensive? Do people like the original?
No, not really. Okay. I think I like the original, but I know it's cheesy and stupid. But you just go with it because you know it's cheesy and stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a thumb down because I don't care.
I'm going to stick my thumb up. I like a plane.
So this is Top Gun. Not only has it got Tom Cruise in it,
but it also reprising his role as well is Val Kilmer.
John Hamm's in it.
That's right.
He's cool.
Miles Teller plays the son of his dead partner from the original Goose.
That's awesome. I can't believe that.
There you go. So there you go. Do we know when it's out?
Probably sometime next year.
In 2020, yes. Yeah. Indeedy doody. So that is a full list of 10 trailers. Do you want to do a very quick recap? Go, 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 go.
Oh, so we've got Mulan.
Which we had two thumbs in the middle.
I gave it
I gave it a thumb up as well. I'm lying. Yeah. Then we had Kingsman.
That was two thumbs in the middle.
Then we had a Red Sea Diving Resort.
You gave a thumb down, I gave a thumb in the middle.
Then we had the Cats trailer.
Two thumbs down.
Then the Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance.
Two thumbs up.
Then The Witcher.
Two thumbs in the middle.
Then Rick and Morty Season 4.
You gave it a thumb down, I gave it a thumb in the middle.
Then His Dark Materials.
You gave it a thumb down. I mean, I gave it a thumb down, you gave it a thumb in the middle.
Then we had It Chapter 2.
Two thumbs in the middle.
And then Top Gun Maverick.
You gave it a thumb in the middle.
What is your trailer?
I gave it a thumb down.
What is your trailer?
What is my trailer? My personal trailer.
What is your favourite from this 10?
Cats. Just because it's so stupid. Even though it's a terrible trailer for a terrible film, it's still the trailer of the week.
Okay. I'm going Maverick.
Okay.
Okay, then.
So that's been week one. Check back next week for our second recap of SDCC, where we will talk about probably 10 more trailers and probably loads, bundles more of film news.
There should be lots and lots of film news from the San Diego Comic Con. This has been the Papa Biggs Show, and I have been Papa Biggs, and you have been someone.
And remember to get in contact with us. Remember to tweet us at Biggs Papa. What did I ask them to tweet us? Do you know how time works or something like that?
When's summer? When is British summer?
Yeah, if you know when summer is, please.
It's my elbow.
Right, cheerio.
Cheery bye. We're going to leave you with the Jesus and Mary chain and sidewalking.
Mm-hmm.